Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers, guests, and hi to all who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 7th of July, and it's partly sunny here in Orville on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today cloudy with a couple of showers and thunderstorms, and later on we can expect a thunderstorm in spot in this evening, otherwise plenty of clouds. Temperatures from low of 26 to high of 35 degrees Celsius with heat index on 43 during the day and on 29 at night. Winds from west at 10 km per hour with occasional gusts on 14 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is still very high and it's on 8. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 71%. Schools, kindergartens, pre-crèche are opening their doors today, with the exception of last school, which is not fully ready yet since they are moving into new spaces from Aspiration to Culture Zone next to Future School. They will start with classes on 21st, but students of the school are invited to participate with last preparation from next Monday onward. Second meeting on 5th of July, named Moving Forward to the Next Working Committee by Individual Initiative, commenced on Saturday, 5th of July at Unity Pavilion and was attended by about 40 people. More, you would be able to listen by yourself when the recorded minutes will be uploaded. Tonight at 6:45 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we're invited by David and Uli to Evolutionary Cafe, where they will be presenting a summary of the last four sessions. Since they will be taking a break for a couple of months, they will highlight again those points from Don Beck's Spiral Dynamics, Robert Gilman's Stepping Stones, and Barbara Max Hubbard, which they believe are the relevant to our evolutionary work, and they will follow it with a couple of film clips of what they are planning to explore in the next round of the Evolutionary Cafe. Now let's talk about Kamataro Sanctuary Forest. Rishi's plea for purchasing land, where he's saying that there are 10 acres for sale right now in the northern Greenbelt area between Freedom and Infinity to the north of Nine Palms and Revelation. The land is mostly a pebble outcrop, an important rainwater recharge area for the plateau. Because of its geology, it is not fit for agriculture. In addition to this, there is still no proper road access, which is keeping rates low, around 10 to 15 lakhs per acre. There are major plans to build roads in that area, and manual pebble mining is slowly giving way to recognized large-scale soil mining. Private residences are mushrooming everywhere. This is the last chance to consolidate land in that area to create a vast forest interlinking various Oroville plots, today very fragmented. This northwestern watershed still offers to us opportunity to create a beautiful forest reserve that will benefit future generations of Orovillians and their neighbors. Elsewhere, there is a little scope in expanding the forest area of Oroville. If sufficiently expansive, it would have a consequential impact on the microclimate and would allow for the introduction of fauna that have lost their habitat, such as the Indian pangolin, the Malab harpeet, hornbill, and even perhaps the Indian sloth bear. It would provide a refuge for present wildlife, such as the jungle cat and deer. This is an appeal to all Orovillians and friends of Oroville to donate, if they have any means, to buy this land one plot at a time. Account number to donation is 251153 North Green Belt Fundraising. This weekend 12 and 13 and the following 19 and 20 of July at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we can participate in Healing with Love, training by Marie Claire, who is a trained teacher and practitioner of holo energetics. Dr. Lasco discovered a technique of healing using intentionality and love energy. This technique is combining a state of expansion, a breathing and visualization process to transform illimitative belief patterns or free the energy stuck in negative feelings toward another. This can be used as a tool for harmonization, teamwork, therapy or self-development to awaken the sacred heart of the high psychic being, as Mother calls it. Timings would be from 9 to noon and from 2 to 5 p.m. and full attendance is compulsory. Priority will be given to Orovillians and newcomers and limited numbers, so you should register to Manuela by SMS on 809-8900471. On Tuesday, 8th of July, which is tomorrow at 10:30 a.m., we are invited to Solitude Farm by Bhuvana, who would be giving traditional Tamil cuisine class. I know she's saying that traditional Tamil cuisine, especially the Brahmin cuisine, is so variable, keeping in mind everyone's needs in the house, usage of local grown seasonal vegetables, nutritional and the medicinal balance of the ingredients, balanced diet, easy and quick to prepare. And the dish is 100% vegetarian. You are going to learn a simple dish which goes along with any kind of rice, red, brown, whole, white or arco, with bread and chapati. This is in a thick liquid form with vegetables in it. The dish is named El Kozambu and it's sesame vegetables too spicy. At Savitri Bhavan they will host Integral Being Retreat by JV from 23rd to 27th of July. The pursuit to happiness is quite common but seldom achieved. This retreat, inspired by the teachings of the mother and Sri Aurobindo, is focused on making your life healthier and happier. The retreat will be limited to a maximum of 15 participants on first-come, first-served basis. The retreat is focused on inner work and those interested to participate are requested to set aside the days to get the best result. If you are committed to be present for all the sessions on all the 5 days, please call 262-2922 between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on any weekday to register. The retreat is open to all arrivals and guests with no fee. But however, donations towards upkeep of Savitri Bhavan are welcome. And at the same time, from 23rd to 27th of July, from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at Savitri Bhavan as well, JV is also offering well-being pranayama workshop of 5 sessions. This workshop introduces you to easy to do exercise based on yoga for flexibility and toning, 8 simple but very powerful pranayama practices, yoga nidra, deep relaxation to let go of stress and recharge yourself, dietary principles for well-being. This workshop is also open to all our residents and guests and no registration is needed. But to make the workshop beneficial to all, you are requested to be at the venue at 6:45 a.m. on the first day and at 6:55 on the other days. There is no fee for the workshop, but however, again, donations for Savitri Bhavan are welcome. With the reopening of Pitanga, after the summer break, the Aikido classes restart. Timings are still for the children from Monday, 7th of July, on Monday, for smaller ones between 4 to 5 p.m., and for bigger ones from 5 to 6 p.m. On Saturday between 8 to 9 a.m. for elder and for smaller ones from 9 to 10 a.m. And for the youngsters and adults, the timing is also Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday between 6 to 7:30 a.m. And beginners can come to our class on Tuesdays between 6 to 7 p.m. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:15, they will screen BBC documentary Planet Earth 01 from Pole to Pole and Eye in the Sky. This one is the first film from the BBC series Planet Earth by David Attenborough. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see tonight at 8 p.m. an Indian drama romance, Two States, made in India in 2014 by director Abhishek Varman. Tomorrow they will screen a German drama, Age and Beauty, made in Germany in 2009 by director Michael Clear. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, Dogs Decoded, made in USA in 2010 by director Dan Child. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "To be entirely sincere means to desire the divine truth only, to surrender yourself more and more to the divine mother, to reject all personal demand and desire other than this one aspiration, to offer every action of life to the divine and to do it as the word given without bringing in the ego. This is the basis of the divine life." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on auroradio.org.